Busty Taylor is a pilot dedicated to searching the skies. He's had many UFO encounters, the first when he was 5, and he's remembered details of all of them.
December 1988, coming up to my gliding club's Christmas dinner here, I witnessed another object, the biggest one I'd ever seen. It looked like an airliner from the side, with portholes, so to speak, with lights shining through it. It had two very bright lights at the back, like afterburners, but no noise. It sort of went out over Salisbury Plain and then went off to the north. That same night at Nottingham, they witnessed something in the sky that was larger than a football pitch, and that was at 10 o'clock, and I saw mine at 8:30.
Busty's enthusiasm verges on obsession. He's taken photos of tumuli, 3,500-year-old burial chambers near Stonehenge, believing they share identical dimensions with UFOs. He's utterly convinced there's something out there.
We are at our stage in our evolution where we are sending probes across the universe to other stars, and perhaps there's other people out there getting fed of it, and they're sending them back and saying, well, we can do the same thing too.
Now, this thing we're looking at the moment,
yes,
is obviously the classic UFO shape, isn't it?
This is the one people tend to associate. When you mention the word UFO, they tend to imagine the flying saucer.
The study of UFOs was far from being just a hobby for David Kingston. Working for the RAF from the late 50s, David collated many reports from pilots.
Ended up at the headquarters of Strategic Air Command in this country, which was RAF Rise Norton. And a lot of those pilots had witnessed seeing unidentified flying objects, which could not be explained away.
The classified data ended up on these forms.
It's very detailed, very comprehensive, and then from that, coupled with any ground radar reports or even the aircraft radar tracking tapes, you could sort of analyse the whole scenario.
David can't talk about specific cases, as he's still bound by the Official Secrets Act. But in his retirement, he's no less absorbed in proving the existence of extraterrestrials.
Well, the UFO was spotted above the mast behind us.
Yeah.
One of the witnesses in amongst there had a camcorder, set up the camcorder, holding it in his hands, trying to film the UFO up there. Two helicopters, Lynx helicopters, had been scrambled from Portland Naval Station, which is just over the hill here. And as they came up over the brow, the UFO by this time was above, and it just ascended to approximately 60,000 feet. It was quick as a blink of an eye.
We wanted to look at frame by frame of this particular craft, and things which we weren't able to see when it was running at its conventional speed, we suddenly, you know, saw they became apparent, small spheres dropping down out of this craft.
David and Busty are just two of many in the South seeing strange things. What happens, though, when contact is made? Find out tomorrow.